everyone, and thank you for joining me for If Walls Could Talk. I'm Jill Bloom, group publisher of Walls and Ceilings, and always honored to welcome our legal expert, Trent Cotney, partner with Adams and Reese. Trent, thank you so much for joining me.
Jill, it's great to be here.
Well, there's some really important things we need to talk about this week. There is no doubt. First and foremost, goodness, it sounds like OSHA has the ability to certify visas. And it sounds like there's some very concerning things that all contractors need to know about. Trent, fill us in. What's happening?
Yeah, so recently there was a big announcement that OSHA has the capability of certifying and issuing the equivalent of U or T level visas. And just for our audience, so you have a better understanding of what that means, U and T visas are visas for victims of certain crimes or human trafficking. Okay. And those crimes can include things like obstruction of justice. So what OSHA is doing is let's say you've got, you know, someone that's illegal that's working for you, and you may or may not know, but let's say that comes out during an investigation, OSHA can approach that individual and say, if you assist me, assist with the prosecution of this claim, then I can help you and potentially get you either one of these U or T visas, okay? Affected workers can also request a deferral of deportation. So that is a big carrot out there for workers that are caught in sort of a crossfire. The justification that OSHA gave was that oftentimes illegal citizens don't feel that they can, you know, appropriately talk about or whistleblow when it comes to safety violations. So the idea behind this is that hopefully it'll give OSHA some additional tools to put pressure on it. From an employer standpoint, it's bad news, right? Because you're going to have a situation where, you know, illegals that are working for you could potentially see this as an opportunity to flip and potentially provide testimony that's adverse to you in the event of safety violations. So just another aspect of the inspection and enforcement that we'll need to watch out for, Jill.
Yeah, that sounds crazy. So what's the upside for the employee if he says, okay, OSHA, I'll help you? I mean, it sounds like there's no upside. I mean, except that, I mean, what's OSHA going to do for him?
All right, so if you're illegal and OSHA knows that you're illegal, instead of potentially, you know, getting you deported, they could say, we can offer you this, you know, U visa or T visa if you cooperate with us. Okay, you can stay in the country, stay with your family, do whatever you want to, but you just got to help us, right? And that could lead to potential other, you know, capability down the road. So I think that is a big benefit if you are working in construction illegally, if you're here illegally. And I think, you know, despite best efforts of employers, you know, we all want to hire legal citizens. We all want to employ legal workers. But at the end of the day, documentation can be fudged. It's difficult to determine who's who. And, you know, OSHA may be able to find out if certain crew members are illegals. And if that's the case, they can use this carrot to potentially have them become more active in the investigation against the employer.
Seems like that should be illegal that OSHA can even do that.
Well, you know, it's we're seeing a lot of these tactics. You know, it seems like almost every week now, Jill, we're talking about something new that OSHA is doing from an enforcement standpoint. It's a sign of the times. I think under this administration, both rulemaking and enforcement will continue to be aggressive. And, you know, I want our listeners to understand that, you know, spend money on safety, spend money on toolbox talks, train your crew, train your people so that you're doing your best to mitigate inspections and potential citations.
Yes, sounds good. Safety, there's no doubt, and training. We all need to, if everyone's trained and they're safe and they love, they're working for a good employer, it shouldn't be an issue, right?
Exactly. In an ideal world, that's always the case. But I think the reality of construction is that you're going to have issues. And I'm just a big believer, you know, you always tell the truth, you always cooperate with OSHA, you be civil, you be respectful, but you need to know your rights, right? You need to understand what's involved in an inspection. And I think if you do that, then you're going to be a lot better off.
Sounds great, Trent. Well, thank you so much for that insight. And if anybody has any questions for you, how can they reach you?
Sure. They can always reach out to me, trent.cotney@arlaw.com.
Sounds great. And if anybody has any questions for us, it's roofingcontractor.com, wconline.com, or buildingenclosureonline.com. And while you're there, make sure you sign up for all our free e-newsletters, our website, our e-magazines, so you can always stay up to date on all the important legal information that we talk to Trent about all the time here. So, but most importantly, goodness, stay safe and healthy. And we can't wait to talk to you soon. Thanks again, Trent.
Thank you.